apples, about eating apples. You might say, have the apples been...
been eaten.
All right. And you say, yes, I wet them yesterday. I...
that's pace.
Yeah, I wet them yesterday.
Yeah.
I...
yeah, I ate them yesterday. That's pace.
Right, that's exactly right. How about drinking coffee now? You say, have you wet your coffee?
Have you drinking coffee?
All right. And you say, yes, I wet it a few minutes ago.
Yeah,
I
just drink it. That's pace.
Right. So how about climbing trees? Say, has that tree over there ever been...
climbed?
Say, yes, a boy...
climbed it yesterday.
Right. We talk about buying groceries. Say, have those groceries been...
have you bought groceries?
Yeah,
say,
yes,
I bought my groceries yesterday.
Right.
I understand.
Exactly.
That
very good. If we're talking about doing some work, you might say, has that work already been...
it's already been done. If it hasn't, say, yes, I did that this morning or yesterday.
Okay.
It's been done.
Good. Talk about dragging a stump out of a field.
Well, no, I hadn't drug it yet.
Okay.
I'm going to.
Yes. If you say, yes, we wet it yesterday.
Yes, if I say, if I've done it yesterday, I did it yesterday, but maybe I hadn't done it. I've got it to do. That's what you call, that's not present, it isn't past, but...
future.
Future, yeah.
If you talk about the stump, though, you'd say, has the stump been drug out yet? And you'd say, yes, we wet it yesterday.
We cut that out yesterday.
We
drug it out yesterday.
Right. I talk about riding a horse. You might say, has that horse ever been...
have you ever been broke? Ride.
About riding it, though.
Well,
has that horse ever been?
Been rode or ridden.
Okay. And you say, yes,
someone yesterday. Yes,
someone yesterday.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Yeah, he's been rode.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been rode.
Someone yesterday.
Yeah,
someone
rode yesterday.
Okay. And talk about ringing a bell. You might say, has that bell been?
Ring. I rang it at 12 o'clock yesterday, yes. I rang the bell.
Okay. We're talking about the rising of the sun. I'd say, has the sun...
has the sun rose? Not yet. Not if it's at night, if it's full day, but if it had, oh yeah, the sun rose this morning.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Don't even have to ask him the questions.
That's a good way to help
yeah.
us, sir.
Yeah. If I were talking about diving into a lake, I might say, has he... what into the lake?
Has he jumped in?
Yeah, talk about diving.
Oh.
Has he?
What do you call him? Can he swim?
Yeah, we want to use the word dive.
Well,
has he
dive?
Right, and say yes. He,
yes, he
what?
Did,
five
he
minutes.
Did, he dive yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, talk about children growing up. You might say, have all their children?
Have all of them got grown?
All right. Yeah, and you say yes. They
yeah,
what? Years
yeah,
ago,
yeah.
They.
Mine has an old.
Your children what?
I said, yes, my baby's 56 years old.
Uh-huh. My children what up?
So my children was, has been grown so long.
You could say it that way, or else you could say, have all your children grown up yet? And then you answer, yes,
yeah,
they
yeah.
what years ago? They.
Yeah. 50 years ago.
They.
My children's grown up. Been grown 50 years.
Yeah, but take the was out.
No.
Just say my children
grew up.
Right. Fine. Now, talking about your age, I say, how old are you? And you say, I, what 80? I.
Yeah. I said, well, how old are you? I said, well, I was 80 years old.
Uh-huh. And
80 years
say,
old.
But in the, that's putting in the past.
Yes.
Putting in the present, you'd say, I.
I'm 80 and about 80 years and 3 months old, something like that. But
okay.
But you, I'm going to, some folks says I'm so old and going on so. Well, I don't think they ought to put it like that.
Uh-huh.
If I say I was 80 going on 81,